he was competent.
Yes.
He was competent. And then, unfortunately for Jeff Ulbrich, he got put in this position where he could never really catch back up, right? He was chasing a ball. He could never catch it. And the team faltered because of that. But now with Aaron Glenn, there's a new system. It's clearly the sheriff in town. And that's not just with the team. It also feels like it's with the organization.
Yeah.
Right? He's making the organization better by stopping the nonsense. Let's not try to win press conferences. I'm talking. I am the voice. When you hear something from the Jets, it's going to come from me. And if it comes from someplace else, somebody's in trouble. Right? That's what it feels like is going on there. And you kind of need to be that way when things have been so haphazard for so many years. And so I appreciate that because it forces everything in house. Now, that being said, you still got to find guys that are going to lead. You got to still find guys to, not to be religious, but evangelize for you in the locker room.
Yeah.
Right? And to take whatever message he's preaching, because I promise you, it's not a, hey guys, let's go make cookies on our off day. It's not that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's hard and it's harsh and it hurts your feelings sometimes. And you're going to get, cussed out because you jumped offside. Like, all that is important. But it's also got to be accepted inside the locker room.
It feels like it is.
And it does feel like it is. We just haven't gotten that, well, this guy is particularly doing it, whether it's Justin Fields or Breece Hall, whoever it may be, Joe Tippmann, I don't know. It's somebody has to become that guy in the locker room for Aaron Glenn. And I don't even know if Aaron Glenn knows who that is yet.
No, you're right. And I think the other thing that never happened with Saleh is the identity. Like, yeah. The identity was sort of, okay, we're going to have a good defense, and Aaron Rodgers is awesome. That was the identity. And Sean always brings up the point when Saleh said, good teams coach themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, there wasn't really a plan. Aaron Glenn has a plan. We'll see if it works, which is, we are going to run the freaking football down your throats.
If you don't block, you don't get a rock.
Yeah, which is great, and it's so true. We are going to shove the foot. It's very Rex Ryan-like in a way.
Right.
Because their formula in 9 and 10 was not with a franchise quarterback in Mark Sanchez. But they had great success.
Right. Someone just did not mess it up.
But right. There's a big difference, though.
Between the 9-10 Jets and potentially this one? Go ahead.
Those Jets with Braylon Edwards and Santonio Holmes at least had the threat of pushing the ball at points.
They have Garrett Wilson.
Right. Yeah. But from all accounts, in this camp and his career to date, Justin Fields cannot throw the ball down the field.
No, I understand that.
If you start stacking 8 on the box and the tape is out on the Jets, how are they going to respond to that?
He's going to have to make plays down the field. I mean, no one's dying that.
In the first, that's what I was alluding to.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know that yet. We have to figure out, and this is on Tanner Engstrand, the offensive coordinator, to develop something that Justin Fields is comfortable with. Pushing the ball down the field.
Absolutely.
You can't run the ball to success in today's NFL. It's too hard.
I think you can, but I do agree with Sean's point that, yeah, you have to have
but
threats.
Who's done it? Who's done it? I can't think of one off the top of my head.
That's
just run first.
That's run first, like the 9-10 Jets?
Yeah.
I mean, it's rare.
I guess to an extent, San Francisco kind of was. But it was
remember that NFC Championship game against the Packers?
Right.
They ran the ball 50 times.
But it's also because they had a home run hitter.
Yeah.
And Breece is a home run hitter, but you got to get the scheme
Tennessee,
right.
Derrick Henry, Vrabel, Ryan Tannehill.
That's the one.
And again, that's the one.
You're right. That's
remember,
exactly the one.
I know we
Baltimore
want.
Baltimore too, but yes. that includes the quarterback.
We all want the bar to be a Super Bowl.
Right.
I'm not telling you the Jets are winning a Super Bowl. I'm not that high right now. I'm not high at all, but you know what I mean. Like, I'm just talking about success. 8-9 wins, dare I say, competing for a playoff spot. And I do think that can at least happen with this
be
identity.
Be relevant in December.
That's my goal.
That's the goal.
Relevance in December. Fred Wilpon. I know you got booed at Citi Field a few weeks ago when your name was mentioned. Meaningful September baseball is what you once said about the Mets.
Right.
That's where we are with the Jets. Meaningful December football. Mike is in Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, fellas. Hey, my problem with Babel is he's got no imagination on the running game because it's very predictable and very, off tackle left, off tackle right. Maybe a screen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any pitching out. You don't see no reverses or jet sweep. You don't see really anything, that really shows you that he's got an attack plan.
Well,
that's
you know,
the problem I got.
I think last year and even the last couple, it's hard to do those when you don't have continuity on your offensive line. And there's a familiarity that is necessary to do all those type of different misdirection, bunches and tosses and all these other schemes that you have in your run game. And I'll give you the perfect example, unfortunately, because it's right down the road, in the Philadelphia Eagles. When I called a bunch of those games and you'd watch the offensive scheme, it was so diverse what they were allowing Saquon to do. And it was all because the offensive line, they never messed up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, we're going to run a split zone. They block it perfectly. All right, we're going to run a toss. They block it perfectly. And so it just makes it easier when you have a group of guys who can do all those things together. The Giants haven't had that. And so I think the biggest challenge, the biggest question mark, and it's been this way for years, unfortunately, for the Giants, is can the O-line get right, consistently right? And we'll only know that once we get to the regular season.
Well, you've got two monstrous questions on your offensive line.
Andrew
Number
Thomas.
One is Andrew Mass. Thomas being healthy. We can't deny that's not a question. 2 years in a row, he hasn't been healthy.
Right. And he's got a Liz Frank issue. It's a foot issue. He's 350 pounds, whatever, 40 pounds. It's not like you can just, I'm just going to feel better because you can't get off of it.
Well, my question to you also is, if he is healthy for week one, which every Giant fan is praying for, is there a possibility he's not as good as we remember? Is it possible that it's going to affect him? He is human.
Yeah. You don't get used to doing something by not doing it.
Right.
You have to do it. You have to go through the actual repetitions. So it's a huge, it's not even a small, that's a massive question.
Massive question. The second question is going to be, assuming Evan Neal takes the right guard spot from Greg Van Roten. Did I say this story on the air? I was telling Tiki, I was like, you know, as Jet fans, we used to call him, no offense, Greg Van Rotten because he stunk. And Tiki's like, that's kind of funny, whatever. We have Joe Shane on, and Tiki accidentally calls him Greg Van Rotten.
That's your fault. That is your fault. That was so in my head.
As soon as I said it,
I looked at you, and I see you snickering over there.
I was like, damn, I put that in his head. I feel bad. Well, either he or Evan Neal have to be, you know, competent NFL players. And I like the fact the Giants finally moved Evan Neal to guard. Right. I think we were screaming about that for a year.
And he accepted it.
Yeah, well, what's his choice?
Well, nothing now. It's fighting for his career. But he didn't play in the first preseason game.
And didn't practice today. He's already screwed on this job. He's not starting.
Well, there you go. So that's another problem with this offensive line.
He was good last year, though. That's the problem. You're remembering, and I don't even think he's a great player, Greg Van Roten. Mm-hmm. But under his best offensive line coach with the Raiders, his best year, Carmen Brasillo, came and brought into the Giants. He was solid last year.
But you still want Evan Neal to start over him.
He's 35 years old.
Yeah. Of course.
You're still game planning for Evan Neal to save his career by playing right guard, are you not?
But is the question, who is better in 2025? I thought that's what we were having a conversation on. I'm not trusting the future of guard with Greg Van Roten.
But the point is Evan Neal's going to play it.
Evan Neal has all the talent, the skills sets to be a guard. And I said this 2 weeks ago. He just doesn't know what he's doing yet. I mean, he played guard in college, but he's a tackle. And he's big, like he's tall and he's long. Mekhi Becton got away with it last year.
Yeah.
Because he was extraordinarily well taught. And we all know this with Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach with the Philadelphia Eagles. He takes these guys and he molds them into this super cohesive unit. Evan Neal has got work to do at guard, and it's not going to happen in the tub.
Yeah.
Right? Old cliche. Can't make the club in the tub type of thing.
I love that thing.
He can't. And so he's got to get on the field. He's got to compete for that job. That's the most important thing for Evan Neal right now.
Real quick, I don't want you to think. I just want you to answer it.
Go ahead.
Okay, one of those things. I just asked you the question right away. What's my name?
Evan.
Okay. What's his name?
Tommy.
What's his name?
Sean.
How many wins are the Giants going to have?
Seven.
Oh, okay. We got a seven out of them. He's delusional. Seven. I hope you're right.
That's how many the Jets are going to have.
How many wins are the Ravens going to have?
12.
What's your first name?
A team.
Which team did you play for in the NFL?
The New York Football Giants.
What friend of yours just got inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
That would be Carson Sabathia.
How many wins are the Jets going to have?
6.5.
Jesus. 6.5.
We're going to tie again. That's what's going to happen.